Okay, it's 12 noon on December 4th, 2023. This is a regular assembly meeting of the Petersburg Borough. Call the meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Bob?
Here.
Jay?
Here.
Mark?
Here.
Scott?
Excused.
Donna?
Here.
Rob?
Here.
Thomas?
Here.
Okay, we have six assembly members attending today. It's now time for the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
Flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, that brings us to item three on the agenda, and that is approval of the meeting minutes from November 20th, 2023. I'd entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Second.
If there's no proposed changes, all those in favor of approving those minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, those minutes are accepted. Item four, amendment and approval of today's meeting agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented, if there's no amendments.
So move.
Second.
Second.
Pro changes? Seeing none, all those in favor of moving forward like the meeting is presented to us, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, aye. Opposed? Okay, we'll move forward with the agenda as presented to us. Next item, five, public hearings. There's one public hearing today. It's a public hearing for Ordinance 2023-15. This is an ordinance adjusting the fiscal year 2024 budget for known changes. So public hearing, if any people want to testify during this public hearing, come forward, state your name, and give your testimony. Is there anyone zooming in, Clerk Thompson?
There is not.
Okay, I'm seeing no interest in this public hearing today, so that public hearing is now closed. Bid awards. There are no bid awards today. That brings us to item seven, persons to be heard related to items on today's agenda. So if there's anyone in the audience that would like to speak to anything on today's agenda, please state your name, who you represent. And there's a 5-minute time limit.
Okay. My name is Mary Clemens, and I'm representing myself. I'm commenting on PIA's application to purchase borough property. First of all, I would like to commend PIA for trying to find solutions to our housing problem by purchasing borough land to build housing units. I also want to thank the Planning Commission for recognizing the importance of maintaining public access to the trail between the elementary school and ball field. Whether the trail is excluded from the sale or part of an easement, I would like to reiterate the importance of the trail to Petersburg. Many people use the trail daily for commuting to work or school, for dog walking, and for recreational walking and running. And the area is used by school groups and others for the study of the natural ecosystem. Our trail system near and within town is one of Petersburg's greatest assets. The part of the trail between the elementary school and 8th Street is called the Nature Boardwalk, and it was built with the intent of having an intact natural area in the backyard of the school. At the very least, I would like to see a buffer on each side of the trail of 50 feet to 100 feet wide to retain the character. This still leaves plenty of room for development in the area. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony today. Is there anyone else in the audience with views related to items on today's agenda?
Good afternoon, Chris Morrison, Petersburg Tribal Council President. I agree with what Mary has just presented. PIA feels the same. We value the trails. We are involved in the development of trails, the maintenance of trails. We do not wish to own the property on which the trail has been constructed. The plat that we surveyed, which you have not yet seen, has a 50-foot width along that trail. It is excluded from the four lots that we have surveyed and wish to acquire from the borough. So the public should feel confident that that trail will be impacted as little as possible. We do not wish to own it because we could not maintain it if we did. And the housing that we put in will have the enjoyment of that trail in the forefront of our thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else in the audience with views related to today's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to item 8. Excuse me, persons to be heard on items unrelated to today's agenda. Is there anyone that has unrelated items today? Seeing none, and once again, Clerk Thompson, I'm sure you would alert me if someone was trying to zoom in.
Yeah, we're good.
Item 9, boards, commission, and committee reports. There are no items under that today. No items on the consent agenda. That brings us to item 11, report of other officers. And we have two reports there, and the first one is from Phil Hofstetter, the CEO of the Petersburg Medical Center.
Right. Good afternoon. Phil Hofstetter, CEO of Petersburg Medical Center. I submitted a written report, and of that, I'll pull out maybe three items to mention. First is the groundbreaking ceremony this Friday. Communities all invited. You're all invited as well. And this should be a brief ceremony at noon. And we thank the borough for also allowing us to use the assembly chambers for after. For I assume it's going to be a pretty cold and wet day. So that's one thing of notice. Second thing is our audit is complete and finalized, and we are doing much. Our finances are much improved since last year. It's a slow curve, but we're improving quite a bit each month. So that's good, and we're submitting that to the borough as well as soon as that's complete. And then lastly is just a highlight, and Marlene Cushing mentioned this at the last assembly meeting, is just a recognition of the response to the Coast Guard accident. And I just want to highlight that really a commendable response to our EMS and our first responders here in the community, and then also our PMC staff that assisted in that response, and then transporting those personnel down on their C-130. So just commend that. And also, I guess the last thing is just my heart goes out to Wrangell and the landslide. That's a pretty significant tragedy here. So, and that's all I had. Is there any questions related to PMC?
Questions of Mr. Hofstetter today? Donna or Rob, do you have any questions? Are you hearing the meeting okay?
Yes, thank you. I can hear well. I appreciate the information, Mr. Hofstetter.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hofstetter.
No questions here, Mark.
What's that? No questions? Okay, Rob. Thank you. We'll move forward. We have a report from Manager Giesbrook, and he's going to review the draft 2024 capital projects list, which will be finalized by the Assembly in January. So, Mr. Giesbrook.
Thank you, sir. Just want to remind the Assembly, I've emailed this to you as well. We can get you hard copies if you need to. I'm not going to go over this list here. That's put off till January, but it's real important for the Assembly to look at particularly the priority community projects. That's a list of 10 to 12 of the top priority as voted on by the Assembly, and establishing those priority numbers. So that's what will be done in January. On the list that you have and have been sent to you, there's some yellow highlighted items. Those are the new items that have been added to the list. When we get to that point, you're welcome to ask any questions you want. The Assembly, by vote, can remove things, add things, whatever you want to do. But the key thing from my perspective is finalizing the priority list, because that's the top list that goes to the legislature in CAPSIS and also goes to our federal delegation as well. So that's just, this is how we're handling it. And for some of the newer Assembly members who may not have gone through this before, I can answer any questions if there are any.
Questions of the manager. Member Lim.
Yeah. Quick question, Steve. Are you still up to changing some of those costs? And I'll use one of the examples is the PAPKIs doc we put on there, we have, I believe, 9 million. I don't remember what the figure was. What we need right now is just something that's usable. Can we, are you open to making changes to that at this point?
Absolutely. The assembly needs a vote of four of you at a minimum, but you can change anything on this list at any point.
So you want to wait till we have that meeting and then to make changes in cost?
Yeah, I can't vote in on this one. This is just a report.
All right.
But
thank you.
That would take a vote of you guys.
Yeah, it's still a work in progress. So, Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is just more of a point of data for Steve and the Assembly as we move towards it. We had the early childhood education meeting this last week, and as you may have seen in the list, the Children's Center project is on there, and wanted to let folks know that had the full endorsement of the early childhood education group, so to check that box moving forward so that it is known that they were in support of that.
Okay, thank you. Gabe, bear with me for a minute. I lost the agenda, so in my untechiness here.
Copy.
Well, while the mayor's doing that, I'll just add on. Again, anything on this list can be changed by the assembly. You know, once we get to that point in January, I kind of need to finalize it because I have to enter it into the legislative system. And from that list is what we pull the list that goes to the federal delegation for things like earmarks or projects that they may have some money for us.
Paper copy? Yeah, thanks. I seem to have lost it, and Safari won't open it, so.
I had the same problem.
Really? It's probably just me.
No, sir. It was. I had the same problem right before the meeting started.
Oh, did you?
Okay. I thought it was just me.
No. So, okay, thanks for that. And we're on to the mayor's report. Very short mayor's report today. Our heartfelt condolences are sent to Wrangell. On behalf of the Petersburg Borough, sincere condolences are sent to our neighbors in Wrangell for the loss and damage caused by the recent landslide. We understand the suffering caused by the incident and offer our support. We also know and admire that, like Petersburg, Wrangell is a close-knit community that stands strong together in times like these. So that's all I have to say. That brings us to the manager's report, I believe.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations to Andrew Brochat. He is our newest police officer. Also, a big thank you to the police department and everyone involved in the drug and burglary arrest in November. Got a lot of help from local businesses who had cameras as well as, you know, information that helped track that down. Reminder to boat owners, harbor staff will be monitoring the floats of clutter to make way for winter. If we ever get any snow, extension cords should be tied up against the bull rail or risk getting caught by our snow removal equipment. Also important to call the harbor office with boat watching information. Harbor staff continues to monitor and meet with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the contractor concerning the South Harbor Dredge project. Western Marine is continuing to find the digging hard but is making progress. Harbor staff appreciates all the cooperation from vessel owners as the project progresses. Aaron has been assisting the U.S. Coast Guard with their investigation and recovery of the downed Jayhawk helicopter. They report the actual recovery of the craft will start sometime in the next couple of weeks. Recently, emergency services had our vendor Procom look at our pagers. They have determined the pagers in the fire department and EMS are no longer supported by Motorola. Aaron's looking into grants for a full replacement of the Volunteer Fire Department's pagers. They also installed a battery backup for the fire repeater network. There will be a push-in ceremony for the new fire engine on Thursday, December 7th at 6 p.m. We will also decommission Engine 5. Public is welcome to attend and inspect the new engine. There will be an EMT-2 course with four participants enrolled December 10th through 16th. And our online emergency trauma technician, or ETT, classes are still ongoing. Contact the station for details. We've had some recent incidents with folks illegally burning, both in burn barrels and in burn piles. You can find a complete list of the do's and don'ts in the burn permit section on the borough's website, or stop by the station for a paper copy. Please make sure to check your stovepipes for buildup of creosote and other materials. Please also check that heat tape and other electric heating sources are in good working order and safe to plug in. Huge thank you to all the refs, timekeepers, and coaches who volunteered and made the Parks and Rec youth basketball season a success. Parks and Rec will be hosting the Winter Wonderland at Sandy Beach with the police department and library on Saturday, December 16th from 4 to 6. Look out for more details to come. Streets crew is taking advantage of the mild weather to do some grading, ditching, and bridge deck maintenance. And our two new roll-off garbage containers have arrived in sanitation and have been placed into service. With the man lift now available, the maintenance crew has been tackling some projects like servicing overhead doors at the Baylor and cleaning and repairing gutters at the municipal building. Water staff inspected the work of the contractor to support the 14-inch water main on Haugen Drive for the PMC site work project. All was well, and the 1970s era ductile iron pipe was in great condition. The home at 410 Mitkoff Highway is connected to the sanitary sewer system via pump, and the septic tank has been removed from the property. That's a project that the Assembly was involved in. The Blind Slough Hydro Project has hit some large milestones in the last month. Here's a few of them, and then Carl can add to this. The penstock was flushed and passed pressure testing. The hatchery's water feed was restored from the penstock bypass system, and the penstock bypass system was dismantled at the dam. The Gilks representative arrived from the UK to finish their checks of equipment, and the electrician made a big push and was able to get 95% of the wiring completed by Thanksgiving. The turbine was spun by Crystal Lake Water for the first time on Saturday, November 25th. Most of the dry commissioning was completed prior to the holiday. The wet commissioning will commence on November 29th with the goal of starting a 10-day test run on December 1st. Staff training on the operation of all of the new equipment will occur during the 10-day run from December 4th through the 8th. And Carl might be able to update some of that.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. So the project is moving ahead really well. The visiting contractors and engineers are spending a lot of time out there. Because the process is now completely computer-driven, there's a lot of coordination between all the components to make sure they work correctly in all the different scenarios that we might see. And primarily, the important thing is maintaining water flow to the hatchery during all of those things. So there's a lot of fine-tuning going on with the control system, but the major tests for the generator itself passed with flying colors. So the generator is a really good unit, and the top end we tested the max output from the machine, which we probably won't run at very often, but we can get almost up to 2,200 kilowatts out of that generator. So it's a good unit. We'll be able to make a lot of power.
Thank you, Carl. Horizon Associates has begun to work through some steps to replace or repair the elderly housing entrance. They have been supplied with the original design plans and are working towards a site inspection to obtain measurements and developing a preliminary design. The tentative completion date for this step is the end of January, beginning of February. The backup Hobart dishwashers for both elderly housing and assisted living are being scheduled to be sent out for routine servicing. And elderly housing is looking for a company to come to Petersburg to service our Wolf gas range for routine maintenance. We are inquiring if there's any other businesses or residents would like to schedule maintenance in hopes of sharing the travel costs associated with bringing a professional to town. Just let Michelle at elderly housing know. Michelle and Kenny recently completed a webinar regarding the new REACT standards. That's a HUD department, stands for Real Estate Assessment Center. These are the people who show up and make sure we're following all the rules. There's new standards being put in place, and Michelle and Kenny went through a webinar related to that, to the new system set of standards. It's called NS Spire. No idea what it stands for, but it's a HUD group. There are some significant changes as to what inspectors will be looking for at a physical inspection of our facilities. Kenny, with the assistance from Jim Holder, continues to work on the work request related to assisted living's Alaska Housing Finance Company or Corporation compliance review that included a physical inspection of the building where the REACT Inspire standards were observed. So kind of crossovers between the two buildings, and we're getting through the inspection list. Trico, one of our local companies, did a fantastic job of carpet cleaning all the hallways, stairs, and common spaces in elderly housing. And Derek continues to follow up with the licensing. We also turned in our Medicaid audit, and they will let us know if anything else is needed. On the one inspection for assisted living, we had four items. One of our part-time people needed some extra training. We had one person who did not have their TB shot, and we had a couple other very minor things. So it turned out it was a good inspection. And that was it, unless there's questions.
Any questions of the manager? Member Lynn.
Back to Carl's discussion on, have we coordinated a crash test with CEPA yet on that system?
We have, and it went very well.
Good.
We still have one more test to coordinate with CEPA, which is under full operation, having them take in and take out their megavar reactors in Wrangell. But it's on the list.
Thank you.
So crash test, is that just to make sure the system stays up for adding lines like from TIE or?
Okay. Correct. Yeah, and that we don't take one of theirs there if we're up or there, you know, we don't take it one down, one of the hydros down.
Perfect. Any other questions of the manager? Okay, seeing none. That brings us to unfinished business. And one item under unfinished business today, and that's ordinance 2023-15. And that's the ordinance we had the public hearing on. It's an ordinance adjusting the fiscal year 2024 budget for known changes. I'd entertain a motion to approve that ordinance in its second reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Lynn. Any discussion? None, I guess. Will clerk call the roll?
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, ordinance 2023-15 passes unanimously in its second reading. That brings us to item 15 on today's agenda, and that's new business. First item under new business is resolution 2023-16. This is a resolution approving the disposal of borough-owned tideland property located at 103A Dock Street, parcel 01-010-037, by direct sale to John B. and Sherry L. Weekon, doing business as Weekon Enterprises Incorporated, for the amount of $112,564. I'd entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Lynn. Discussion. Clerk call the roll.
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, resolution 2023-16 passes unanimously. Brings us to resolution 2023-17. This is item B under new business. This is a resolution adopting an alternate allocation method for the fiscal year 24 shared fisheries business tax program and certifying that this allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of fisheries business activity in FME 18, Central Southeast area. So each year we have to go through this, and it's just a lump of money that gets divided up amongst the communities based on population. So I'd entertain a motion to approve resolution 2023-17.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Fine Walsh. Any discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Rob?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, resolution 2023-17 passes unanimously as well. That brings us to item C, Petersburg Indian Association application to purchase borough-owned property on North 8th Street, parcel ID number 01-006-060 and 01006-070. So the Petersburg Indian Association has applied to purchase this land from the borough, and it's up to the assembly to decide how we will move forward, and whether it'll be an outcry auction, competitive sealed bid, or by direct negotiations with PIA. So I'd entertain a motion to approve this land sale.
Mr. Mayor, I would move that we approve the land sale to be done by direct negotiations with PIA.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Lim. Any discussion? Member Stanton Gregor.
Yeah, just since I made the motion in the form of through direct negotiations with PIA, you know, as it says, we can do it through direct outcry auction or competitive bid seal. I think those methods make sense and have in the past, where it's a single family dwellings and single family properties, as we've done on Sandy Beach and other places. But as with PIA has larger housing goals to try to support the community, I think right now this method of doing so makes sense to help them push that project along and therefore helping the community. Just wanted to share my logic of using the direct negotiations aspect.
Any other discussion? Member Lim.
As part of this, there there's a road that goes past the school, goes on up to 7th Street, has a right-of-way associated with it. But the right-of-way does not go all the way through to 8th Street. And it seems to me that, and I asked Liz the question about, was there discussion with, by planning and zoning, is, but it seems to me that that right-of-way needs to be extended up all the way so it comes out on 8th Street. That way there's multiple accesses from the school that, you know, it can go up through there to 8th Street or go down. So I think as part of this, that at some point that right-of-way needs to be extended and included to be preserved. That would be my first point. And the second one was brought to our attention a couple times that although we have the right-of-way for the trail preserved, when planning and zoning takes a look at it, there probably needs to be some setback from that trail, because what the contacts that were talking to us, and I think there's an email that we either got or should have, that says that, you know, even though the trail itself is protected, there needs to be some kind of a setback from that trail. And I think that makes sense because we do the same thing with other houses in town. But I think planning and zoning really needs to take a look at that.
Any other discussion? Member Marsh. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate PIA's endeavor here. It's exciting. Chris has shown me on, you know, a map what they anticipate would happen. But she also said this is a long-term deal, that it's not going to happen in the next, you know, 5 years. This is 20 to 30 years down the road. So whereas I support this entirely, I think it would be fair to have this sale transacted through public auction or competitive sealed bid, outcry auction or competitive sealed bid. I don't think it's necessary. There's no sense of urgency because their timeline is long-term. So that would be my point, to not do a direct sale.
Okay, thank you. Any other input from the assembly? So however this vote moves forward, if it passes and we use the direct sale method, then negotiate with the manager, just for clarity. Is that correct?
And then, that is correct.
And then it gets brought back to the assembly. So, and maybe in that time, we'll discuss the easement for the trail. And I wasn't aware there was the road easement extended up to 8th Street from going along the school. I thought the trail was right off the end of the road.
No, the right-of-way does not extend. I looked at that this morning. Does not extend all the way through to 8th Street. And I really would like to see that done. And whether we make a motion now to do that or wait to see what comes out, I'm okay either way.
So is there any other input on this discussion to sell the land to Petersburg Indian Association? Member Fine Walsh.
Yeah, just real briefly, I'll voice my support in favor of a sale by direct negotiation with the manager. I think this transaction is fairly complex. As we've discussed, there's the issue of the trail. There's an issue of right-of-ways. The plans, the projects that Petersburg Indian Association has for this property are fairly complicated as well. We're talking about multiple dwellings. It's a large piece of land. I think given those complexities, it's just going to be easier for everyone to address those and set this up, the best possible way for our community through negotiations with the manager. There's just a lot that would be very difficult to address, I think, in a public setting, in an auction setting. So I support the negotiated sale.
I have a question that was asked of me by a resident. If we go through with this land transaction and the Petersburg Indian Association ends up buying it from the borough, if we come to an agreement, will there be property tax charged on this property? Or is that part of the negotiation in the sale?
Chris, do you want to answer that? Or?
From what I understand, there would be property tax unless they were somehow working with Klinkahaida Regional Authority or a low income. We had some type of PILT agreement. It is kind of complicated, but as what I've heard about the project, I haven't really been involved in this very much. There would be property tax charged.
Okay, I thought it was a pretty good question that should be addressed during the negotiation. So if there's no other input on this land sale agreement.
Mr. Mayor, may I jump in? Assemblymember Lynn's concerns have me, I'm a little concerned. I'm not aware of that easement issue, and I'm not sure you can vote on it till we know the answer to that. I mean, because the negotiations that I was gonna do would be related to the sales price. If we have to extend easements and stuff, there's a whole process that goes through that has to happen with, P&Z before I think you guys get it. Am I right, Debbie? I mean, yeah.
I don't see Liz in the room, so.
No, I don't. And I don't want to slow this down, but I'm not sure I can. In other words, I can negotiate a price, the easement is an important part of that if that's not where it's supposed to be.
Well, it'd be nice to know what pieces of property you're actually buying, I would think, or negotiating on. I mean,
could be wrong. I'm just concerned.
So can you briefly, did you have the floor?
Sure. Mainly to the point of clarification, where did you find this information, Member Lynn? Because I had not seen it, so this was new information to me. Where could I gather this? Or where did you find it?
Go on to the borough map on the on our website and look at that. The right of way goes through to 7th Street, from the grade school to 7th Street, but it does not go all the way through to 8th Street.
Where does it stop?
It stops right at 7th Street. I mean, just past, where there's a snow dump there right now at the end of the road there where the school is.
Yep, in the parking lots.
That'd be where the start of the boardwalk or the nature trail starts.
Yeah, but then it doesn't go through. It stops up there a ways and doesn't go all the way through. And that's what I'd like to see. And at least a number of folks have talked to me about that needs to really be preserved and go all the way through at some time.
So that there's access from both 7th and 8th Street, is that what you're saying?
From 8th Street all the way down.
All the way past, that is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because the trail, the boardwalk trail goes from basically the elementary school parking lot over to 8th Street, and then it crosses the road and goes up to the ball fields. I'm...
Well, like Mrs. Morrison from PIA suggested, they were going to have a 50-foot trail easement in there. So would that actually have to be platted in there before? I mean, what do you do to follow the trail?
If that's the only easement we're going to do and the assembly agrees to it, then we can negotiate. I mean, we can negotiate a price. If what PIA said, that there's going to be a 50-foot trail easement there, the whole length of that trail, then you guys can vote. I think you can vote on it and just make sure that that will have to go through P&Z. But I think that has to be established before I start negotiating price, is my point.
Member Stanton.
Yeah, sorry to follow up on that, because that seems very consistent with what Chris Morrison was saying and very clearly stated, that 50-foot, you know, easement will be there, or right-of-way, pardon my language, like, meaning I don't think that precludes us from voting on if that is their plan already as is, meaning it's not a change of use option. It's consistent with their land use goal, isn't it? So I'm not the planning and zoning guy, so I don't know how that precludes us from voting if we're all on the same page. Sorry, what were you going to say, Thompson?
Well, I was just wondering, the right-of-way, Member Lynn, whether or not it's extended or not, does that affect the sale of the property? I mean, can that be taken care of later if the borough decides to extend the right-of-way? I don't know.
I think it would affect the sale of the property, because if they can't, if PIA cannot build on it, you know, or do anything with it, then you would obviously, if I was negotiating, I'd want to change my sale price on it. But then you're asking another question there, which I don't have an answer for, is, you know, if we're looking at our standard right-of-way for our roads, is 50 feet usually what we do? And I don't know the answer to that question. And would that be adequate? And again, I can't answer that. I don't know.
It's a trail, so to me, 50 feet is plenty.
Yeah.
But
I'm thinking of a road now. You know, if we extend the road through.
Okay, that's a totally different thing. That would have to go to P&Z.
We already have the right-of-way up to 7th Street, where, essentially where we have the snow dump and then beyond, but we don't have it from there to 8th.
If we sold this piece of land to PIA and they put a 50-foot trail right-of-way easement through there, would there be any reason to want to put a road through there? I mean, so it's kind of a moot point. I understand your position on it. But Member Fine Walsh, you want to speak?
Yeah, I'll just briefly. It does strike me that the trail and the potential road would be pretty close together, I believe, down in that corner of the property. And, I mean, this has already gone past the Planning Commission. There was no mention of any intentions to put a road here. So, I mean, this seems unnecessary to me. I mean, we have PIA is ready to go here. You know, and I don't think it's wise to hold up this project just because there may or may not be interest in putting a road there in the future. I don't see sufficient interest in that development priority, you know, necessary to kind of untrack this process. So that's my two cents. I believe that we should move forward with this as amended by Member Stan Greger.
So I see Ms. Morrison standing. Maybe she could give us a little clarification. And normally, since she's going to be directly involved with this, I'd give her the floor.
Yeah, some clarification. And I may not use the proper terminology like Liz would, but when we submitted our application to planning and zoning, we were then put in contact with Liz Cabrera and the tribal administrator, and Liz had some conversations. And what we learned was that when you look at the borough map viewer, it looks like it's two pieces. It's not. That was just put in, from my understanding, for the purpose of allowing the assessor to, okay, here's a chunk, we're going to put an assessed value on that, and on the other side of 8th Street, here's a chunk. It was still in U.S. Survey, I think it was 1168. The borough had not actually platted it out or surveyed it. So you didn't really know what the boundaries were of that property. So what PIA did was contract out with a surveyor to go and draw the actual lines of the property that we are interested in purchasing. And that's actually four lots. So there's, when you look at the map viewer, you have the Lighthouse Church to the top, you have Excel Street to the bottom. There's two chunks on the upper side of the trail, two lots on either side of 8th Street, and there are two lots on either side of 8th Street on the other side of the trail. The trail is not included in our survey. That remains in borough's hands, as does 8th Street itself. We were also told that the borough will have some work to do because the trail and 8th Street weren't actually done properly, which is not PIA's problem. That's up to the borough to figure out how you do whatever it is that you failed to do earlier, you being the borough. So 8th Street is going to have some work done, and the trail itself is going to have some work done as far as properly getting it into the borough's inventory or whatever that means. So PIA is interested in purchasing four lots, and those lots do not include any land for 8th Street, and it does not include the land that the trail is on. And in our survey, there is a right-of-way that we see on that survey for 7th Street. We do have that survey at our offices if anyone would wish to stop by and take a look. It would be there for the public to view, and you can see exactly what we're talking about. But we had to create those lots. And so when we created them, we did not include the trail and we did not include the road.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Manager Giesbrecht.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking.
That's kind of a problem with how this agenda is written up, or this item is written up then, because this is showing two lots and doesn't include the information that you know, Tribal Chairman Morrison has talked about. I can't speak to that. I'm at a loss. We need Liz here to explain this on whether we could go forward with this the way it's written.
Would you like me to text her and see if she's
That would be
available?
Great. See if she's downstairs and available. I mean, I'm not trying to make this more complicated. I just want to make sure. I mean, I thought it was these two lots, which on our map viewer are split by the trail. So there's two lots, you know, they're across from each other and then across the street, but they're all basically on our system wrapped up as two big, really large lots. I thought that's what we're talking about.
Okay, and if you look at the map.
Adding a road and going to four lots is not what I'm familiar with.
If you look on page 58 on the paper packet, it shows the four lots with a public use area between, you know, where the trail, Nature Boardwalk is, and Dolphin Street, which intersects, you know, 6th all the way through up to 7th, and then it doesn't, you know, then it stops. Those pieces of property are where 7th Dolphin Street would continue if it went towards the ball field, but that's not, you know, it looks like they would purchase that property, so then there wouldn't be.
It's a moot point.
And that was a map that they provided with their letter.
It's cool. But one question I have is, Ms. Morrison said there's 8th Street work to be done and trail work to be done.
I don't know what that is either.
Did you get a hold of Liz, Debbie?
Well, I texted her. I have no response so far.
Is there a way, Clerk Thompson, that we could put this to the last part of new business and continue on?
She's on her way.
Thank you.
She's on her way.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Chief.
Well played.
Yeah. Okay, take a breather. Have a drink of water.
Get away.
Help.
You can sit over here if you want. Yeah.
If I may, I will try to
explain
prep
the situation
for Liz. So, Liz, on our agenda is this item to potentially sell these two parcels to PIA and the method of sell. And it's on North 8th Street. What's come up in the meeting since then is Bob's talking about a road easement, and Tribal Chairman Morrison is talking about it's actually four parcels, not two, and that 8th Street is a mess. She didn't say that's me. That's me, not her. So I'm concerned. I mean, I expected to come into the meeting, the assembly, to vote on this, and if they agreed, we sell two lots, or I negotiate to the sale of two lots with PIA. Sounds like it's a little more complicated than that, and I'm concerned if we can actually vote on that today, if they can actually vote on it today.
So it's not two lots either. It's actually one lot that's part of a bigger piece. But for tax purposes, on the map viewer, the way you see it, it looks like it's two, right? With a zoning change in between the middle of it. So it needs to be subdivided out, basically, before you sell it. But, I mean, we know the parameters of what we're talking about, right? But legally, it's not a separate pieces of property from a larger chunk, if that helps you. So before you sell it, it needs to be subdivided out, and PIA's already gone through the process of hiring a surveyor and having a legal survey done, but that survey hasn't been approved yet. So you would never actually sign off on the deed or anything until we actually have a survey and a legal description. Okay.
So what I'm hearing then is the assembly can't act on a sale at this point.
Well, so what I'm hearing, though, and any of you will correct me if I'm wrong, is we can approve then for you to enter into the negotiations of the sale, which would also then include, and you correct me if I'm wrong, going through the process of subdividing the properties and having that being a part of the negotiated sale. And it won't obviously be a quick thing to go through that process. Oops, excuse me. But again, I don't see how that precludes starting the negotiations. Am I talking crazy here, Liz, or am I making sense?
No, I mean, I think if you're all in agreement of what the land is, which I think you are, then what we need the survey for is to have a legal description. So when you deed and convey the property over, you can say, we are conveying lot X, you know, such and such subdivision, lot two, such and such subdivision. And that doesn't exist right now, but that's what we need for the deed. But as far as how many square feet we're talking about, where the property is, we know those things. And then I would just add, if you're gonna do a easement, you know, be clear on whether it's an easement or a right-of-way. There's a difference, so just clarify that.
And the issue of the road that Assemblymember Lynn has brought up.
Is that the easement in the right-of-way, or is that the 8th Street? I'm not sure what you're...
The road up Dolphin.
Oh, extending Dolphin?
From Dolphin on through. There is no... We don't have a reserved right-of-way from 7th Street to 8th, as I understand it. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
And so if we wanted to preserve that, we would have to include this as part of that, of the map and part of the transaction.
You would have to survey that in. So when you approve a survey, you would survey in either a right-of-way, which means that the public owns that piece, or an easement, meaning that the property owners and the public has a right of access. So whichever way you want to do that. Dolphin's a right of way, so you might just want to extend an existing right of way across the bottom of that lot. So that would have to be part of the survey, the subdivision that was created. And then you would deduct that, you know, those square feet from the sale.
So, Member Marsh?
Yes, thank you. So it seems like there are too many unanswered questions and too much vagueness. I think it would do the public a disservice to sell what has been presented on the agenda as two lots, but yet it sounds like there needs to be some subdivision that transpires, as well as setting aside rights of way or easements, however, whichever would make the most sense. I think it would behoove us to wait on taking a vote on this until we have some answered questions. It just there's too much it sounds like some sizable ground that we're looking at here. And if we haven't specified exactly which section or segments of the land that is going to be actually sold, I think that puts the public at a great disservice. So I don't know if we can table this until there's more information, until some details are ironed out, but it would make sense not to go ahead with a vote today.
Okay, thank you for your input. Any other input by assembly members? And I guess I've got a question of Ms. Cabrera. If you look on the map on page 58, it would be if it was numbered, it shows the it's two lots with a public use trail between it. And on the whatever east side or south side of the properties, that what we're looking at selling actually takes up where Dolphin Street would go if it was extended. Is that kosher? I mean, it seems like it's no big deal to me. And I think we could move forward with this and just give the manager direction to negotiate it, because it has to come back to us. So it's not, and we'll revisit all the issues when we're trying to finalize this. So that's my input. Any other input from assembly members? Member Fine-Walsh.
I feel much the same way. I don't see any reason why we're not at a good position to allow the manager to enter into negotiations with PIA. Obviously, PIA has already done a tremendous amount of work organizing this this acquisition, and I think, you know, I mean, if we were contemplating, you know, inking the sale agreement right now, right here, then yes, there are unanswered questions. But that's not what we're doing. We're directing the manager to enter into negotiations, and during those negotiations, they will address these questions. There will ultimately be some sort of sale agreement presented to the assembly, at which point then I think we will be in a position to require, you know, answers to these type of questions, and I think they'll be there. So, you know, I don't see any reason to delay this. I'd like to move forward with it, and I hope we can today. That's all I have to say.
Member Lynn.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I feel very strongly about there needs to be a right-of-way be from Dolphin from 7th to 8th. So I'm going to move that we include in the negotiations that right-of-way be from 7th to 8th be preserved as part of this negotiations.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Second, just for the discussion aspect.
Motion's been made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Stanton Greger in the negotiations that there will be a right-of-way where Dolphin Street would exist if it was continued up to 8th Street.
Correct.
Discussion?
Yeah. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of our schools in the future, as that we need a multiple access in ingress and egress out of those schools. And I think that although we're not have anything in the plans right now, preserving those right-of-ways, I think for the future is quite important. And particularly as we get more development up in that area with particularly, and we have the ball field and things on the other side, I think that access become important. And that's part of my rationale for wanting to see that right away in there. Thank you.
Okay, so if there's no other discussion on the amendment proposed by Member Lynn, we'll call the roll on the amendment.
Bob?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Mark?
No.
Thomas?
No.
Jay?
No.
Rob?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, so the amendment fails with a 4-2 vote, with Member Lynn and Member Marsh in favor of the amendment. That brings us back to the main motion as amended to have the manager negotiate with the Petersburg Indian Association for the purchase of these two lots with easements or trail things. Member Stanton Greger.
Yeah, just a closing piece for those listening at home. I do think having negotiations around with the public use and the right-of-way will be an important part of the negotiations, and I don't want to necessarily put any limitations on Steve and PIA and their quest to do that. So I don't disagree with your point, Member Lynn. I think it my logic was to let it play out, however it does as part of the process, not because I disagree with your point. Anyway, just wanted to clarify my vote on that.
Okay, if there's no other discussion on the main motion, the clerk call the roll.
And the main motion is to approve by direct negotiations with PIA.
Correct, and address the issues we talked about today. It sounds like that will be part of the process.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have voted unanimously for the borough manager to negotiate with Petersburg Indian Association to direct sale these properties. That brings us to item D under new business, pump station four controls and panel professional services contract award. Utility Director Hagerman and the Wastewater Department recommend that RMC Engineering Services be awarded a professional services contract in the amount of $144,000 to design the control system for Pump Station 4. An award recommendation memo from Director Hagerman and RMC Engineering Services proposal are attached in this packet. So I'd entertain a motion to approve that expenditure.
So move.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Fine Walsh. Discussion. Clerk call the roll.
Mark?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, that passes unanimously. And that brings us to item E under new business. Contract increases for the Blind Slough Hydro Project for project management, inspection, commissioning, and closeout. Utility Director Hagerman recommends the contract with McMillan Corporation be amended to increase the overall contract amount by $105,000 due to project delays that have extended the need for on-site project inspection. Director Hagerman's recommendation, memo, and McMillan's proposal are attached to this packet. I'd entertain a motion to approve this contract extension.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion been made by Member Stanton Greger, and we'll consider it seconded by Member Marsh. Discussion. So, Mr. Hagerman, so this is just an, they're still on the site, obviously, you would think.
Actually, they're not. their last engineer left last Saturday at a point where they felt comfortable they could leave.
Okay, so this would cover what work they've done in, up until the time they left town?
That is correct. And also all of the work that remains in so far as filing last construction reports with FERC, producing as-built, and essentially closing out the contract with Jilks, our equipment provider. There's a fair amount of work to be done, but as I put in the memo, the primary reason for this overrun is the extension of the project, and we thought the project inspector would be here for 3 months, and it turned out to be a much longer period of time.
It sounds like there's some complicated things to be finalized.
Very, okay. Very complicated.
Any other discussion? Member Marsh.
Thank you. So, through the mayor, Director Hagerman, do you foresee any additional increases? You say there are a lot of complicated things yet to completely finalize. What's your forecast?
Thank you. That's a good question. And through the mayor, this amount, as you saw in the packet, the McMillan proposal called out a lot of different operations and tasks that are still on their list to close out this project. They have been very conscious of budget in the last month. They were not sure that I would recommend to increase the contract. And so they've been very budget conscious. And this amount should get us to the end of the project. I'm not anticipating any more increases in the professional services engineering part of this project.
Thank you.
Any other discussion on this contract increase? Clerk, call the roll.
Donna?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, close to completion on this project. That's exciting. Next item F, trade of development work on the borough's rock quarry and mud dump access road in exchange for use of up to 60,000 cubic yards of borough rock for the new hospital site. Rock and Road Construction has proposed to make needed modifications to the borough's rock quarry and mud dump access road in exchange for use of up to 60,000 cubic yards of rock from the borough's quarry, with the subject rock to be incorporated into the new hospital site. Public Works Director Cotta recommends the proposal be accepted as it will benefit the borough by gaining access to the rock located in the quarry floor and will result in significant savings to the hospital project. Director Cotta's recommendation memo, Rock and Road's proposal, and a letter of support for the proposal from Petersburg Medical Center CEO Hofstetter are attached in this packet. I'd entertain a motion to approve this rock work exchange.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Member Stanton Gregor, second by Member Lynn. Discussion. Member Stanton Gregor.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just briefly, I wanted to thank Director Cotta for the thorough explanatory memo. I think this could really turn into a win-win for both the borough and Rock and Road on this. I'd like opportunities. We can see private business and local government work together, and this seems like one of those good opportunities. I'll definitely be voting yes.
Member Marsh.
Thank you. I also will be voting yes. I wonder if it might be prudent if Director Cotta could give the nutshell version of essentially what was explained in his letter. But one question I do have is that whereas the bid came in at like 5.8 million and some change, with the savings, does that affect the bid standing as far as, you know, what's the contractor is going to be receiving, or does that reduce accordingly? If someone could help me with that one, please.
And anybody have an answer for her, Member Marsh's concern?
I'm not familiar with the details of the bidding process on this. I don't know if, Phil, do you have any knowledge of that?
Mr. Hofstetter, can you kind of clarify? Or
I mean, my understanding is it would save some.
Can you step to the microphone,
sorry,
please?
Thank you.
So it's recorded.
Yep. My understanding it would save some costs from our side, and so I don't think I think it would lower the amount of the cost, the total cost for the project. That's my understanding. But
yeah. Mayor Jensen, I do have Jay Farmwald on with his hand raised. Can I let him speak?
You can.
Okay. Okay, you're up, Jay.
Thank you. Yes, my understanding is that if the assembly approves this motion, then we would negotiate a cost reduction with Dawson Construction. And so the GMP amount would be reduced based on those pending negotiations.
Okay, thank you for that clarity. And from reading Director Cotta's recommendation memo, it looks like this is going to open up access in our rock pit for more rock in the future. So it seems like a win-win to me. That so I will be supporting this. Any other discussion? Jay, your hand is still up. Anyway,
I got it.
Clerk, call the roll.
Thomas?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move forward with the rock quarry improvements. Okay, item G under new business, work session with the hospital board. Borough Charter and Code state the Assembly and the Hospital Board shall meet at least once yearly in public session to discuss and coordinate financial planning, capital improvement needs, comprehensive plans for the health care and other matters of concern. The hospital board suggests a work session be scheduled for either Tuesday, January 30th or Thursday, January 1st, 2024 at 5:30 p.m. if this is acceptable to the assembly. And without looking at a calendar, Clerk Thompson, does that conflict with any of our meetings?
No, it does not.
Oh, it's on
Did
Tuesday.
I say the words wrong, though? January 30th and January 1st? Is that what I said?
You got it right.
Okay, good.
Yeah, February 1st.
Okay,
January
good.
30th and February 1st. Yeah, I used to be able to read. Any discussion on this? Does that work for the assembly members to do this required meeting? Okay, which date would we prefer? Either January 30th or February 1st?
Either one.
Let's just remember Stan, Greg. Doesn't matter. Okay, how about January 30th?
Okay.
If that works. So, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No opposition, so we'll move forward.
Great.
Okay, communications. We have some communications received since November 16th, but we don't read the correspondence that we receive. It's in our packet if anybody's interested in viewing that correspondence. Assembly discussion items. Work session with Mental Health Land Trust Office. Chandler Long, Senior Project Manager with the Trust Land Office and State of Alaska Planning Officer Amy Orange Posma, request a work session with the Assembly on December 18th, 2023, prior to the Assembly meeting to discuss planning, and working together in the best interest of Petersburg. So this is just a discussion item. My personal feeling would be wait till after the holidays, but I know this is has something to do with the discussion of the property out behind Pappy's Landing, I would assume, and that's not approving the plat. So what works for the Assembly?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I hadn't considered your point of pre-holidays and that meeting. Not to be presumptuous, but I think a work session of that could have some length to it. There's a whole lot to be discussed in that. I guess I'm open to it whenever the Assembly is, but you know, you can't necessarily plot when it's going to be a later or shorter meeting, because that work session could take longer than the meeting itself, I have a feeling.
That's a good
point. Something to consider, I guess, with that. Or something, maybe as a standalone, I don't know, but I could see that taking longer than the meeting itself whenever we have that.
I like that train of thought. I think it'd be better to not piggyback it with a regular assembly meeting. Like, it could be a lengthy work session. So, Member Lynn.
Yeah, I concur, because this should be a lengthy meeting. There's at least two or three issues there that truly need to be resolved with Mental Health Trust in our letter. And I think we need to have a discussion in related to future offerings that they have out there. So it's going to be a lengthy meeting, and I think there